Freedom and Medcare for Leonard Peltier. For 40 years, former American Indian Movement AIM activist Leonard Peltier has been in the clutches of the U.S. prison system, the Iron House of the Whites, as indigenous people call them, on trumped-up murder charges. Now, as he suffers poor health and an abdominal aortic aneurysm, time is no longer on his side. The aneurysm, diagnosed just weeks ago, threatens his very life, so supporters of Leonard are demanding his freedom so he doesn't perish in the Iron House. Decades ago, when Bill Clinton was president, he visited Pine Ridge, South Dakota, once Peltier's home, and told people there, "Tell Leonard I won't forget about him." A promise from Clinton proved as empty as any politician's promise. Gas, air, wind. Well, he must have forgot, huh? So Peltier languished in the Iron House as decades passed. He wrote, he painted, and he awaited white justice. He's still waiting. His supporters want people to write to the BOP demanding his health care and release. The International Leonard Peltier Defense Committee needs you to write and call on Leonard's behalf. Contact www.bop.gov/inmates/concerns.jsp. Refer to Leonard Peltier, number 89637-132, and his home jail, USP Coleman 1. And now that I think about it, why don't you write to the White House and demand executive clemency? Leonard Peltier needs freedom now, and Native peoples need him to return home. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.